Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of our program. We've got a great show planned for you, and we're glad you're here with us. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. For now, our Wednesday performances, as you might be able to tell, will take place without a live in-studio audience. And now, folks, please welcome to the Red Barn stage, Walter DeBar.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
On the Red Barn stage tonight is Walter DeBar. Walter's not a man who has ever played by the rules. His songs are colored by early punk influences and his grandma's gospel music, which combines soulful singing and old-time West Virginia finger-picking. Walter's music reaches into a deep and truthful place, and we're looking forward to getting into that place tonight. With Walter on stage are Pamela Kessling singing, McLean James on lead guitar, Cameron Miller on drums, Stephen Schumann on cello, and J.D. Thomas on bass. Please welcome back Walter DeBar and his band to the Red Barn stage.
Thank you. told hell I was born in a storm. You said you just feel lost, child. If you just come back home. Lost child. Oh, here we all do at times. You said your heart's been broken. If breaking hearts were a crime, these hands, these eyes, the man. Hell, I was born in a storm. Baby, I think you feel better if you just come back home. These hands, these eyes, that make me love.
Please welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker.
Hey folks, Walter DeBar is with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Walter and his stage mates and soulmate come to us from Charleston, West Virginia and Ironton, Ohio, which I see is not far from Ashland. And I learned just this evening that Ironton has a new bridge. So if you're, if you happen to be traveling on 64 East or West and see that Ironton exit, it sounds very bright and very exciting. So Walter just released a single called Eyes to the Sky. Walter, as he mentioned, also has a 6-song EP. They're both available on Spotify and I assume multiple other platforms. Welcome, Walter, and welcome all of you. It's great to have you all here. There are a couple of things that really give me a lot of joy tonight being here with you. You've really climbed a mountain to get to this music. And you made the choice to reboot your life following lots of challenges that you had. But we'll just talk about maybe the part of your story that I think can uplift anyone. It's that transformation that you went through after you were in prison that enabled you to sort of, you know, begin again.
So when I got out, I ended up in Beckley, West Virginia at this it's a recovery house. It's actually an in-treatment house for substance abuse therapy and, you know, recovery. And it's the Southern West Virginia Fellowship Home, man. And I met some really good guys there. They took me in straight out of prison on parole, and they helped me figure out what was important to me in life. They helped me, I mean, really, they helped me learn how to love again, man, learn myself and in turn love others. You know, I was in recovery for a long time. It's been a few years, actually. From where I was before then, I'm lucky to be alive. But when I got out this time, I just had a different outlook. I was gone for a couple years, and I don't know, it seems like the most beautiful people just, they're in my path these days, man, and I don't know what it is. I've never been more grateful than in my life. I just have this overwhelming amount of gratitude, man, to have these guys with me is just to have met Pamela, you know? I mean, I was sitting in a concrete cell thinking about how ruthless I was gonna be when I got out, you know? And when I did, like, Everything makes me cry now, man. Nothing is as it was. I'm an entirely different person, man. And it's all thanks go to recovery and the music.
Yeah. Did you start to play guitar before you were incarcerated or during?
Before.
Yeah?
Before, yeah. I was about 16 and I picked up this little old piece of junk guitar and I dragged it around with me everywhere. I had no idea what I was doing. I still don't. Still don't know the names of all the chords or anything. I just beat on it. Luckily, all these guys know, you know, they'll be like, Greg, they'll be like, Walter, that's the wrong... You're playing in the wrong key. I'm like, what do you mean, dude? I wrote this song. But I will be playing in the wrong key, you know what I mean? I started playing before, man, and actually when I got to a Huttonsville correctional facility, I got 8 guitars donated, and there's some guys in there that are just have been aching to play music, and we worked it out. We got some guitars in there, and it's so I got to play while I was there, you know. Still couldn't find my voice, though. It took forever. It took me getting to that halfway house and being surrounded by people I didn't think we're gonna judge me, you know. I found my voice in that halfway house. I found my voice in that house, it was crazy.
You haven't made my way back in again. The Lord said he'd be my best friend. But I took 10 and ran away again. But what I'm dreaming of, Lord, it just ain't love. I swear I left it upstairs with them angels up above. down again, again. Lord, give me shelter, for I have sinned. I've been known to run and run again, and again.
So before that time, you had not seen yourself as a singer?
No, I would try, and every once in a while, I'm still like, man, I can't believe people like my voice. Like, it's crazy. But it's, I mean, it's just that fear of being judged that I guess we all get at some point, you know what I mean? So did not sing before that.
The fear a lot of singers, I think, have is that someone is going to feel like they're mimicking someone else. That's not the case with you. You have a uniquely Walter voice, right, and expression. Reviewers were always inclined to go like, oh, Tom Waits and this kind of thing, just because we can't find anybody else that,
right,
you know,
right.
You have a really unique expression.
Time in the beat,
you had a relationship with your mother. Obviously, it was very close, and that was one of the early challenges you faced.
My mom was the man. She was... but seriously, my mom was off the chain. She was hilarious. She was the funniest person I've ever met in my life, and she was always so optimistic. You know, she never done drugs in her life, never smoked cigarettes, never drank, just took care of us four kids, you know, and it was her and myself at first. Then my little brother came, you know, and then I had a couple little sisters, but when it was just her and me, I remember a little bit, she would always sing to me. And that's something I've never really told anyone. Like, I never really talk about it, but she would always sing to me, you know, sing me to sleep, sing to me when I was blue, you know, she would hold me. And she instilled a moral compass that I lost track of during addiction, but I'm starting to find again. She was just amazing. My grandmother played hymns. She used to play old gospel hymns, and she used to look at me. I mean, all of us kids would be there, but she'd always look at me. It was the craziest feeling. Like, every time I think about it, I get chills. But she used to look at me, and then we eventually started talking about it. I have her guitar now that she left me, but and my grandfather just passed. Pamela and I went to see him. He asked me to bring my grandmother's guitar out there and play it for him one last time. The doctor said that they found cancer, and he had 5 or 6 months tops left. I was talking to him about how he felt about leaving, and he was like, well, I got to go get your grandma before somebody else gets to her. He said, I got a woman out there I got to go get before somebody else gets her. And she's gone, you know, she's passed. So he was just being, sure enough, about a week later, he was gone. And I just couldn't have asked for better parents or grandparents. Yeah.
Lost, you got
my real dad, my biological father, died in 89 in a car wreck. And so John Wayne Coon has been my dad since I was 1 year old. Yeah, I'm black, and the dude's last name is Coon. It was rough. I grew up in a really small country town, a little fishing community. I got beat up a lot. They were just super racist, super insecure about themselves. They just didn't know what the hell I was. They were like, what's, you know what I mean? They'd never seen an African-American before, unless it was on TV, maybe. It was myself, and there was one other kid that was also biracial in all the school system in Upshur County while I was growing up. So these kids were just, I mean, they were ruthless.
How was that your parents happened to be living in that area?
Oh, that's where the rest of my family is.
Huh.
So my mother just stuck close after my biological father planted me. He's kind of skedaddled, and then so my mother got with my grandmother, you know, to kind of keep me close, keep us close to the family.
So then as a young person then in that community, were you able to develop some close friendships with some other some other kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a couple guys, my dude Shane and Mark, they lived in Greensboro. Shane's long gone, though. It's been a few years since he passed, but they were all into the indie rock scene and into the punk rock thing. And, you know, we rode skateboards growing up and got chased by the police. And it was really crazy growing up in that town. It was nuts. The cops would take our skateboards and fine us $250 for skating down the sidewalk, for just being on the sidewalk. So we'd have to run, or we were going to go home without a skateboard and be fined $250, and our parents were going to be livid. It's crazy.
Your daddy used to say, when you grow up, you're gonna break hearts, find a love worth fighting for, and fight some more. Mama said, sunshine, when you grow up, you have to leave behind ones you love to be something beautiful.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Walter DeBar, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Walter DeBar after this break. This is Red Barn Radio, Roots Music, Southern Style.